And welcome to another Tools Coaching Podcast. My name is Sylvia Holtzlag and I hope to inspire you with tips, insights, ideas, tools from, well, based on the work of Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. I'm a tools coach myself. I help people with their work and it's my honor to guide those people and maybe you as well in this way by making podcasts or with a training that you can follow with me or in coaching. So here we are. I started 2 weeks ago with making my first English podcast. I have to say it wasn't the first. I recorded it a few times, but I was too self-conscious to post it. And I thought, Holtzlag, you have to practice what you preach, you know, put your ego on the side and serve your shadow by moving forward and sharing what you want to share. But last week I also made a podcast, but only in Dutch. So I'm from the Netherlands, and I made that podcast, and this was the podcast with the story about my mother. It was her how we call it anniversary of the day that she passed away, and I just wanted to make a podcast about sharing her story because it's a very remarkable story I had to share about her. And yeah, I got so many reactions to it from people who listen to it, but and not just normal people who follow me or something, but also other people, also even an old neighbor from the town I grew up in, my friends, some family members. And yeah, these were all beautiful reactions, but also where here and there there were some painful moments, as it's a pretty heavy story that I told. For a few friends of my mother's, it's it struck them how bad it was for me in my childhood. And it's not to be a victim or something. I just wanted to share how my mom came to a pretty unhealthy lifestyle due to the circumstances she had experienced. And those were very heavy. So I didn't record it in English. I just did it in Dutch. Also with in the back of my head, thinking about my Polish family. I'm half Polish, who might listen to the podcast. I didn't want to hurt anybody, not taking in any consideration that on a YouTube video, you can just hit the translate button and still watch the video with English subtitles. So, duh. One of my former clients did that, and it struck me a little bit. But on the other hand, I didn't share things that, that in my humble opinion, would be hurtful. You know, we have this this saying in the Netherlands that you don't hang out your, how do you call it, that you don't hang out the dirty laundry of your family, right? And there were so many stories I haven't shared about it. In my opinion, it was pretty okay, but still it struck me a little bit. And other than that, I wasn't able to record it in English as well, because I was pretty emotional. It was the sixth year that she 6 years ago that she passed away, and well, I find it sometimes difficult also to experience that my kid doesn't have any grandparents anymore from my side, because my father passed away when I was 19, also due to an unhealthy lifestyle. But you know, that's what I assume. He got cancer, and it's easy to say it's due to an unhealthy lifestyle, but you know, he wasn't the most healthy person, so probably his lifestyle had a lot of influence on his passing away in a pretty young age. But other than that, I'm also going to this meditation course. And on Thursday, so the day after I recorded my podcast, the day after the anniversary, it was not coincidentally, I think. I always believe in synchronicity. That's when we think that something is happening like by coincidence, but it's actually something that's happening. It's a message from the universe. It's how I see it, you know, to make you more alert of something, to really let you notice something. So sometimes we can think, oh, it's just a coincidence, but I look at it as synchronicity that I had to be in that meditation course. And they started with a text about the generations that we come from. So our parents, our grandparents, and all the parents before that the trauma they have, the things they have experienced, that they are as well in our system. So I found it very interesting. And also when I made the podcast about my mother, speaking about her lifestyle, but also how she came to it, it also helped me remember, okay, who I am, and also with the good things. So I told some things about my mother, but she was also a very lovely person. And this is not something that I want to make this podcast to speak, to rewind a little bit of what I've said in the last one. But it's very important that I also want to share that she was also in essence a very good person, and also the person, the mother, who was there when my child was born. You know, she came from Poland, where she was living, visiting here for a few weeks, even waiting until our son Jimmy was born, and without being in our house all the time, she was. She was also staying with my parents-in-law to not be, bothering me with her presence all the time. So that was very nice. So that's what I wanted to share about that. And but also looking at myself, this weekend we had finally beautiful weather in the Netherlands. We could borrow the Volkswagen van of my parents-in-law. And it's always great that if there's nice water and you can go somewhere. And we also had our nephew, to babysit on. He's 4 years old. So I spoke to my partner, like, oh, let's go to some camping site where there's a lot of stuff to do for children, so we don't have to do so much. You know, they can just go out and play, and we can hang out and chill next to the van. Yeah, so that was the idea. That's also what we did. A great plan. And when I did groceries, I to take to the camping site, I was also thinking, like, it's a nice weather. It's also nice to have a glass of wine today, and some cheese and some nuts and healthy stuff. I also had it with, apart from some snacks, also for the kids. But what I realized myself, it's the beginning of April still, is that I didn't live up to my own, I want to say expectations, but now I'm looking for the word, resolutions that I made for this year. And I find that normally, you know, I would try to kid myself, but now I was really thinking about that after the thing was done at the end of the weekend, because I had this resolution, which I had last year and the year before as well, that was to not drink for several months. So 2 years ago, I did it for 4 months. Last year, I did it for 5 months. And this year, it would be for 6 whole months. The only thing is that I realized myself, okay, there's one festival that we have in June, and I'm in this fine dining club for which I'm saving money with two friends of mine. And like once every half year, we go out dining at a luxury Michelin star for which we save money for the whole year. And thought, yeah, well, this time I don't want to be sitting with this non-alcoholic wine because I don't really like it. It looks like festive, but it never really tastes like the real deal. And for the rest, I don't need to drink. It's not a problem. I will just do it. So that went awesome in January. I did have a celebration. I enjoyed a glass of wine. Same for February. But in March, I had like a party or a thing, an event, pretty much every weekend. And so March was down the drain, to say it like that. And just this first weekend of April now as well. So also April, I used my joker, like I call it. I could drink once per month. I don't know if I said that, If I added this to the information that I'm sharing with you, I'm also trying to process all this stuff in English while explaining to you what the situation is. But I hadn't made the New Year's resolution that I would have one opportunity to have a drink each month. So that was a big mistake for me because, you know, not only from the generational stuff, which I can blame with my mother. And with alcohol, I'm half Polish, so everybody knows that in Poland there's also a thing going on with alcohol for a lot of people. And I was thinking of excuses for myself why it would be valid to have a drink once in a while and to just let it go, this whole New Year's resolution. And, you know, it struck me that since I work with the tools, that I find this pretty hurtful to myself. If you read the book Coming Alive, there's this one of these last chapters with truth, beauty, and goodness. That the part of truth really struck me when I read it the first time. It really came in like, okay, how honest am I to myself? And we are lying all the time. So I was doing it as well again. And that's a painful moment. And it's also what they say in the book, that the moment that you are really honest to yourself, it always hurts. If you aren't honest, you know, it's a false version of the truth. So that in consideration, I do have to say I enjoyed the wine. But the thing is, I find it very difficult to enjoy a few glasses. If I had a few, then it's like, I already had a few. I might as well drink the whole bottle, right? And that's when I feel that my energy is diminishing, that I have to recover the next day. So Sunday I had to recover and Monday I had to go to work. And I know that I'm not on top of my energy if I do these things. So taking also in consideration that I'm going next month, I'm traveling to the United States because I want to be a heroic workshop instructor. Heroic is founded by Brian Johnson. He is being coached by Phil Stutz weekly. So there's a link in this text if you want to look it up. It's the greatest coaching program I've ever been in, you know, for personal development. So I'm very grateful and proud to be in it and also become a heroic instructor. But on the other hand, it also asks from me to step up. You know, if you want to be the best version of yourself, you know, without any idea of perfection, because I'm never perfect like you are. And, you know, we won't be the first who will. It's for me, a challenging thing to also let go of this part of myself, this part of my habits, I have to say, because it's not a part of myself. It's just what I'm making up, the stories that I make up for myself, to let it go and to recommit. And that's apart from painful, but there's this quote, which I like a lot. It's tough decisions, easy life. And if you do easy decisions, you have a tough life. And that's exactly what I was experiencing. So if I want to move forward, I have to make this tough decision, at least, and I make it small steps. So recommit myself. When I took this recommitment resolution this week, I had 49 days left until I'm going to the States and also running a Spartan race. That's a Spartan obstacle race. I'm doing it also with that program, and a week later in the Netherlands. Yeah, I want to be in my full energy. I don't want to be like half a version of myself who's draining herself from one to the other obstacle, because then it's very difficult. If I influence on what I can influence within the constraints of my reality, this is actually not such a tough decision. It's only in my head where part X grabs it like, but it's your birthday next month. You aren't going to drink on your birthday, and you have another celebration in a few weeks, and blah, and there's a reason to drink with a friend and everything. And then it's very important to say to yourself, who do you want to be? You know, what do you want to be, someone with excuses all the time, or can you go out of your comfort zone, because that's what it is, to move forward? Because who would you be in your best energy? And I know who I am in my best energy, because then I am present, I am very positive, I am very grateful, I'm very, yeah, all the things fit I want to be, and because I take good care of myself. And there's also this quote which I love, I heard it also recently, is I love myself enough to see what's working and what is not. So what is that for you? So it's obviously not that I'm sharing this story just to, you know, entertain you, but also to question you, how much do you love yourself to stop doing the things that are not working for you? And to be radically honest to yourself, like 100% truthful, and look at yourself in the mirror, like, okay, now what needs to be done? So I'm back on track. First, I'm taking this smaller step, also to make it easy for myself, and which is also an idea for you to take an easy step first, because those are easier to repeat, you know, and from there you can build up. If you say, like, oh, I want to lose like 10 pounds in 1 week, yeah, that's too big of a step, you know. You have to do a crash diet, you will fall off the wagon within days, because, you know, your hormones are all over the place, and except from that, that's not healthy. But what is a small step that you can take today, and what can you recommit yourself to? Because I'm sure, or I'm not sure, but maybe you also have New Year's, did you have New Year's resolutions which you didn't follow up on? You know, the year isn't even halfway. You know, it's just the first quarter of the year that we have been through for this time. So you can always get back, you know, fall 7 times, stand up 8. I have to laugh about that, because we had also in Austin, where I'm also going to next month, we had in November also a presentation from Mark Divine, a very known Navy SEAL, and he said, and it never occurred to me that it's strange that you say you fall 7 times, you stand up 8, because that's not possible, right? You fall 7 times and you stand up 7 times, but, you know, you get the point. It's about standing up more times than that you fall, and that's I found it very funny. But anyway, so what is it for you? What do you want to do? What do you have agency for? And what is agency? That is the belief in yourself that you can do it. And even when you don't believe it, change your behavior and your feelings will follow. That's the interesting thing. That's also with the tools. Now, when you use the tools, you don't have to believe in higher forces or something, but you can just try the tools and experience what is happening. And making a, I have my cheat notes here, and making a plan for yourself. You know, what is the plan for you? And write that down, commit yourself to it. And if it doesn't work within the constraints of your reality, you can always adjust the plan to plan B, C, D. But, you know, change the plan, but never the goal. And that's the whole idea too. For me, the goal is to unlock my potential, strive to be the best version of myself without any perfection. Of course, I will always be this imperfect human being, which is totally okay, because I love my shadow too much to reject her also on that. So what is it for you? I'm very curious about that. Just checking if I said everything that I wanted to say. Yes, I did. And one more very important thing, that if you fall off the wagon, don't beat yourself up about it, because that doesn't motivate. Like, you know, I'm such a loser, I shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. That is typically part X, who wants to keep you staying down. Is forgive yourself. You can do the principle of correction tool, which means that you rewind the scene in your head where you made the miss take. Eh? It's a mistake, like in with space in between, like when they make a movie and some takes are failures. It's just a mistake, and you can do it all over again and give the desired response. So that's how I am looking at it now. I made some mistakes, and now I'm getting back on my feet again. And I hope this motivates you to do that as well and be very kind, very compassionate to yourself. Because again, we are all human beings, and we win or we learn. And if you see it like that, okay, what did I learn from that? For me, it was not a good idea to give myself the space of having one joker, to say, I don't know if you say it in English, but one opportunity of drinking every month, because it's, for me, it's like a slippery slope. So that's what I learned from that. But I can recommit myself again to doing the thing that's, for me, the best. And so check in for yourself. What is it for you? With, yeah, that's the last thing that I want to, with a lot of compassion and, of course, a lot of love, because that is the definition of self-love. Again, what is working and what is not working for me, if I'm radically honest to myself. And now, what needs to be done? Good. So that's what I wanted to share with you. Sorry, it was a little bit bumpy, this podcast, but I'm going to post it anyway. I want to thank you for listening. And if you are interested in coaching, or you have questions about the tools, you know, I'm a big tools fanatic for already 8 years. I pretty much consume everything that that is brought out by my heroes, Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels, and of course, Brian Johnson. Please let me know. Happy to inform you or help you moving forward again, or even if you want to be a teacher with the tools. I have to open the door. My son is home. See you, and I thank you for listening or watching. Bye.